Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we are going to talk about to choose. You choose to listen to Talk Chinese, so it's important to learn how to say to choose in Chinese. We have a person, very impressive, Adam Foss. Adam, he's the president of Prosecutor Impact. He is also the co-founder of the Roxbury Choice Program. Hi, Adam, 你好.
你好.
What is the Roxbury Choice Program? I know Roxbury is an area in Massachusetts.
Yes, it's an area in Boston where a lot of crime happens. That's the courthouse that I started in Roxbury Courthouse. And the Roxbury Choice Program was a program that I helped start with a judge and a few other lawyers in the court to give the people who were being quote-unquote punished in the courthouse a choice of what their punishment would be, so that instead of telling people what they were going to do on probation, we were letting young men choose what they could do on probation, and we're getting better results that way.
Right. Okay. So previously, they chose to do something which got them into trouble. Mm-hmm. And now they have to choose something to get out of the trouble. Not only to get out of the trouble, they have to do something positive for the society and for themselves.
Correct. Absolutely.
Wow. So our life basically is a constant choice. I chose to be here to share the Chinese, the beauty of it. And you chose to be a person who reform and transform the prosecution process and the system.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So the way to say choice or to choose in Chinese basically is the same thing. That's the beauty of Chinese. There's no difference. Sometimes the noun is the same as the verb. You just need to choose the context. Okay, we say 选择. Yeah, there are only two words. The first word, 选, that means to choose, easy. And also it means to pick, to select, or to elect. So when you say there's election, we say 选举. And 选 is the same word. 举 is to raise up. So someone come up, been selected to represent people. Mm. So 选举 is election. So 选, 选择, 选 is the first word. 选. And 选 is the third tone. So you can hear the difference. The second tone would be 选. Then the third tone is 选. Yep, you got it totally right. And then tones are important in Chinese. You probably know that there are four tones, major 1, 2, 3, 4. First one is flat. Second one goes up a bit. Third tone goes down and up. And then fourth one goes down. So 选 is a third one. Mm. And you've been very musical, so you can tell the difference. And it's very important in Chinese. For example, when you say 马, that means horse. 妈, that means mother. And if you say 买, the third tone, that means to buy. And 卖, the fourth tone, that means to sell. So if you are a trader, and then you can't tell either 买 or 卖, then you probably will lose money.
You're bad at business, and you might be selling your mother.
Yeah, exactly. You sell your mother rather than selling the horse. Okay, so 选择, 择 is the second word, and basically it's the same meaning, 择, that just means to choose, to pick, to find the one you like. So Chinese is interesting, as we know, like the justice, 公平, the two words are basically similar meanings with subtle difference, and also we use them in a different context. The same as 选择, they both means to choose, but in this case, we double up to emphasize, hey, this is the choice we are going to make because we are choosing the right decisions.
Yes.
Right, let's go back to your Roxbury Choice Program.
Okay.
So you focus on Roxbury, the area where you mentioned with a lot of crime. And then are you thinking about scaling up into the rest of the state and the rest of the country? Because this is not only the problem in Roxbury. It's the problem in many, many towns, cities, countrysides.
Yeah. When it was created, it certainly was something that we were thinking about scaling up. I'm no longer in Roxbury Court, unfortunately. And it's difficult to get resources for court programs. Like we sort of talked about, people have a really hard time, justifying spending more money on the justice system when it's already failing, especially when that money is going towards helping people as opposed to punishing people.
Mm-hmm. And then for the people in the program, they have to choose what's the next step, or with the help or consultation from people voluntarily working together, they have to make a choice. And what is your observation? Is there any interesting example, what they have chosen and changed their lives, or what they should have chosen?
Sure. So the way that it typically works is when somebody is going on probation, that's one step before somebody goes to jail, we basically give them a list of things that they have to do. And we're telling this person, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do this. And then we don't give them any help. Then they violate their probation because they don't accomplish what we've told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in choice, we say, where do you want to be in a year from now? Do you want to be employed? Do you want to be in school? Do you want to have a family? What, you know, any combination of those things. And then we work with the men and women to choose programs and choose different decisions that they can make, different organizations they can work with, different agencies they can go to achieve that goal. We help them do it by connecting them to services.
Right.
And as a result of just that little difference, there's lots of young people here in Boston who now have a high school diploma, who have their own apartment, who are working at a job where they have upward mobility, who are reconnected with their families, who have paid off their fines and their fees, lots and lots of things that might not look like success to other people because we take it for granted, but for the people who are involved, it's very meaningful to them.
Yeah, and also the people you are talking about, they are our brothers and sisters and children and neighbors.
Yes.
They are in our community. So actually, when we do them a favor, we do us a favor as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. I think you made a good choice. Okay, good choice.
好选择.
How is good. So 好选择. Yeah, you made a good choice. 你做了 means you made it. 你做了好选择. Great. So Adam, you made a great choice, and I hope you can continue helping more people to make better choice of their lives. 好选择. Yeah, thank you for joining, and thank you for 选择 attending Talk Chinese show. I think you inspire many people. Thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to come back and listen to us next time. 再见, Adam.
再见.